Hello, really appreciate you listening to the episode today. I hope you're finding these episodes of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice useful, intriguing, informing. Hopefully it's information that you can use either with your podcasts or your broadcasts or your videos or your webinars or your stage work, whatever it happens to be. Maybe it's going to help you in the boardroom. Maybe it's going to help you in the bedroom because we've talked about how to get a more resonant, how to get a more soft voice perhaps, or a more strident voice, whichever one you're going to be using in the boardroom or indeed the bedroom. I don't know. Going a little bit further down that track than I'd imagined as I started this. So let's move on briefly and quickly. Expression suppression. Sometimes you may need to sit on your hands and suppress the pressure to gesture. For example, if you're a newsreader, if it's a sensitive or emotional story, you may benefit from having your whole body small and still. You don't have wild expressions when you're talking about the death of a princess in a Parisian underpass, for example. You want to have that almost poker face. You want to be almost stock still in your presentation on a video. And you can see now in my whole voice, and you won't be able to see, you'll be able to hear in my voice, you won't be able to see in my attitude, my mannerisms, how I'm holding my whole frame. But I've almost kind of hunched my shoulders in. My elbows are close to my body. And that has worked in unison with my voice. What's come first is my voice working with my mannerisms and my gestures and how I hold myself, or is how I hold my body affecting the voice? Doesn't really matter, but they both work in unison to get over that whole attitude, if you like, depending on the context of the story. My voice has changed. It's much more closed, isn't it? It's deeper, it's slower, there's less expression in it because I'm talking about the death of a princess in a Parisian underpass. Let's brighten things up a little bit. Genuine gestures. Now, we were talking about those trademark gestures yesterday by some UK TV personalities. But be you. Don't just use someone else's gesture, mannerism, expression because you think it looks good. It has to fit with your personality and your culture. You have to feel comfortable using it. It has to genuinely be part of you if it's going to enhance your speech delivery. Using a fake gesture or suppressing your own, could it upset your equilibrium of naturalness and create tension in your body and your mind and your voice? And you could be distracting yourself from your task of informing, educating, or entertaining your audience. Tomorrow, the nodding dog syndrome, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.